bunch of little Billies and Johnnies and Christies and Susies and Antoines and Tamikas and Shamiklas walking around.
This is training camp.
When you were Baby Wobby from Waseca, were you Baby Wobby walking around Fankato waiting for autographs?
Family make it to the big city?
Yelling out, Dante, Dante, Dante,
yeah,
Dante.
Yeah, I came to training camp one time. It was for a practice that was in Blakesley Stadium. We sat on the very top row intentionally, so we had a better view.
Yeah.
It was with my grandpa Rody, and that I remember coming here for that. So I remember one time. Now, if my family took me more than once, I just don't remember, and I apologize for that. But I do specifically remember watching one in Blakesley Stadium practice from the top row of the bleachers.
How good are the Minnesota Vikings? How good can the 2015 Minnesota Vikings be this year?
All right. Let's talk about it this way, and you tell me if this is a flawed way to look at it because it's too much of living in the past.
But Wobbskull, Vikings.com.
Let's look at 2014. Mm-hmm. How many games did we win?
Seven.
All right, we won seven games, but six of them came with a rookie as a starting quarterback and without Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. We lost five games by a touchdown or less. Mm-hmm. We did win two games in overtime, so those could have gone the other way too.
Yeah.
So given that, I think we were pretty close to being 500 team or a little bit better last year with what we had.
But we lost Jasper Brinkley in free agency.
And I think we have immensely more talent right now than we did last year, which most teams should. I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I think we got better in a few areas. So I think we stand to improve by quite a bit. And quite honestly, every year when the schedule comes out, assistant equipment manager Aaron Newman and I always say to each other, you know, I've been studying this schedule now for 3 or 4 hours, and I still can't find that first loss.
Yeah, he texts me at that a fair amount.
Yeah,
but you know, seriously speaking, I don't think the team will lose a game into the bye.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, we can get the old schedule here.
Well,
at Niners win, Lions at home win, Chargers at home win. Oh, the at Denver trick. I think I had Kansas City and Denver flip-flop there, like mentally speaking.
Well, you're giving up on Denver?
No, instead of us... No, I had us predicted to win the fourth game of the year by 20. Now I'm just going to go seven.
Well, but even if it's Kansas City, I mean, Kansas City's a nice team.
Yeah.
That's a nice team. You're not going to beat Kansas City by 20. You just want to beat them by one.
Yeah.
You don't play Kansas City and just go think you're going to steamroll them. I think that's a nice roster. With a quarterback who's better than his reputation would say. I mean, Alex Smith is pretty solid.
Is it stupid to ask the question, do you think this could be a Super Bowl year for the Minnesota Vikings?
No, it's not stupid to ask that. I guess, what's the point of coming here and practicing and trying to get better and grinding through training camp and trading for Mike Wallace and going through what you went through with Adrian and all the work you put into Teddy, if you come to camp and you already don't think you have a chance to win the Super Bowl, what are you doing here?
But if we are doing this from the exclusive Jaguars Radio Network perch, you are working for the Gen, the Jaguars Entertainment Network, and, you know, I'm Jags Vox. And,
I totally get it.
We're not going to ask Blake Bortles that question.
Right.
We're not going to ask Craig Peters, who runs the Gen and is the content manager for Jaguars.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking him that question.
Right.
They don't ask that question in Oakland.
You should ask that to the Vikings.
Greg Papa, the Vox for the Raiders, does not sit here with Bill Musgrave and say, I feel so good about this working for the Wren, the Raiders Entertainment Network, that I want to ask you, Bill, can this be a Super Bowl year?
Yes. Let me ask you this. When we line up in San Francisco in week one, and Teddy's under center, and newly traded for Mike Wallace is out wide, and a healthy Kyle Rudolph is at tight end.
Yep.
And 28's in the backfield.
And we have a wide receiver injury, and we've signed Reggie Wayne, and all of a sudden he's starting.
Do you think we can win that game?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you think there's a team in the NFL that we can't beat?
Yes.
You think there's a team in the league the Vikings cannot beat?
Ourselves.
There we go. Okay.
Inter-squad scrimmage.
The question I have for you, PA, is come opening night in San Francisco, have you booked your yearly Super Bowl week trip to Puerto Vallarta at that time?
No.
Have the tickets been purchased in the hotel reserved?
No.
You have not?
No. I most likely am going on that trip again because I love Puerto Vallarta for many reasons. But I am not booking that trip I'm not booking him.
Whoa.
I'm not. Because we are making the playoffs this year,
yeah.
And I'm not jinxing the run.
Okay.
So this could actually be like a bit between the Wilf family and me, you know, because Mark would be so open and stuff. Yeah. I could say, Mark, here's the deal. I booked a Puerto Vallarta trip during the season the last 2 years because I knew we weren't going to the Super Bowl. If you pay for my Puerto Vallarta trip,
you'll book it?
I won't book the trip.
Oh, you won't book it? Okay.
No, until we're done in the postseason, which could be at the end of a game in Arizona.
After a 19-game season.
And then he'll say no, and I'll go, what do you mean? You're a millionaire. I mean, Right. Seriously, you can't part with $3,000 for your announcer's vacation?
Oh, and by the way, I stole another bit of yours
yesterday.
I was walking by the bike racks out front Julius Sears residential community where Blair Walsh was unlocking his bike and getting ready to go to practice. And I said, hey, Blair, can I have some money?
No, you didn't. I just did that today with him on the radio.
I already did it.
Oh, my God. You stepped on my touchdown call before the play started.
But that's what I do.
Well, Walsh walked by and I said, congratulations on the extension. He went, thanks. And then I said, rough weekend at the racetrack. Can I get some money?
Right.
He goes, come on, PA. And I go, why are you being stingy? You got $5 million and change guaranteed. Like this $1,000 I'm asking you for now, like it's really going to set you back.
Let's play a game that I played with AJ yesterday. It's called Take It or Leave It.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you guys some projected stats for Vikings players or the team.
Yeah.
And I want you to say, yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take that. Or I want you to say, no, that's not good enough. I'm going to leave that and gamble that we can do better.
Bet.
Okay.
Oh, are you familiar with the toe situation?
Oh, my God.
Producer last night in Fankato.
That is disease.
0.14.
No.
Bombed. Mangles the toenail on the big toe on his left foot. So 9 to noon started training camp with him on the pup. Physically unable to produce.
9 to noon brought to you by Wild Turkey.
Yes. Nordo not bombed.
It was diseased.
But still incredibly embarrassed, losing big toe now.
Was that running to crib in the middle of the night to feed?
No, he was
stubbing
down here.
Toes on crib?
The fact that he was down here means he was probably drunk.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, by the way, during the drive-bys, I had Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
And I asked him about the camel from his birthday party.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm like, everybody's forgotten about the camel.
What did he say?
Former MVP, but did you check up like on the wherewithal of the camel?
What did he say?
Not overly amused by
it. He giggled. He was moody, former MVP. So then I followed up with, well, on Extreme Day at Canterbury Park every year, we have camel races. Any chance you can enter that camel and you can ride him next year?
Did he smile?
No, PA. And then I said, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, and we went on.
He wants you to move on.
He wanted nothing to do with drive-by.
All right,
okay, let's play the take it or leave it.
Mike Wallace, 7 touchdowns.
Leave it.
All right, great. Adrian Peterson, 1,400 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns.
Ooh, those are good numbers. Take it.
I would take that.
11 rushing, right?
Yeah.
Announcer taking.
Anthony Barr, 99 tackles and 8 sacks.
Oh, taking all day, all night, all morning, all Mia Khalifa, all day.
All right. Vikings, 9 wins.
Leave it.
Yeah, I love all your answers.
Yeah, we're going 11-5.
I love all your answers.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we still got 5 minutes left.
You got a crack to do Sunday radio.
Yeah.
Abbott finally gave in and gave you a vocalist spot.
The opening live show at training camp.
And you come in with a take it or leave it game with 4 take it or leave it?
Well, I mean, you guys need to speak more about your answers.
Oh, well, you didn't tell us we needed to.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to guide the ship here into harbor as we're closing the show, and I'm doing the best I can.
Okay, earlier for me, I put over at 9 or 10 on touchdowns for Mike Wallace because I think he's the guy that gets most of the opportunities to score this season. Adrian Peterson, I think Jerick McKinnon finally gets into the end zone at least a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a Matt Asiata sighting in the goal line, even though that would irritate me from a fantasy perspective.
That's not going to happen.
But if he gets 14 yards and 11 or 12 touchdowns, I mean, that's beautiful when you consider also the ascension to Teddy Bridgewater.
But Nordo, his goal is 2,500.
Well, his goal, that he's said that every year.
I know.
I have some take it or leave it for you.
Let's go.
Everson Griffin. More than 1.5 F-bombs 9 to noon all training camp.
Leave it. He can do better.
I want to take it. No more.
No more.
No more.
Matt Khalil, 14 starts.
I'd leave it.
Okay.
I think he'll start 16.
He starts 16.
Teddy Bridgewater, 28 passing TDs.
I will take that.
I'd take that in a second.
I will take that.
If he gets low 20s, that's good.
Here's why.
Okay.
I will take that because...
I'm glad you guys sure respect Norv Turner.
I will take that because I think the Vikings offense will be balanced. And, I mean, there's obviously a cap to how many touchdowns you can score, but I think Adrian is sitting on a huge number.
Yeah.
14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you throw Teddy's 28 on top of that, and you're going to score a lot of points.
What do you have, 14 last year?
I like that balance.
14 and 12, I think. 12 picks?
Yeah,
14,
sounds 14 right-ish.
No, last year, 12. This year, I know at Vikings.com you predicted 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but this is the objectivity leader.
And that's counting the 3 picks that the Vikings defenders will have in practices.
Well, yeah, and they also are dropped. They're not.
Right.
Teddy would never throw the ball right to somebody.
Right.
They were deflections off Mykole Pruitt's fingertips.
Correct.
So anyway, last take it or leave it for me. Kyle Rudolph, 7 touchdowns.
I'm taking that.
I'll leave it.
Why?
I'll leave it because when Kyle is healthy, which we haven't seen in 2 seasons, he is a game changer. When I believe the last healthy season he had 9 touchdowns, and I thought going into the following season, he was a good bet to break the single-season touchdown record for a tight end. And I think that he, if he's healthy, is a good bet to do that this season. So I will leave the 7 touchdowns because I think Rudy's got double digits in him.
Sauce, did you see that player shoot the gap?
Yes.
No, do the bit. Did you see that player shoot the gap?
Oh, yeah.
Couple of minutes to go. We're back Friday for 9 to noon radio. I'd like to have you every single time we're on the radio
here. I would love that.
I will be taking in my first Vikings practice this year today, starting at 3 o'clock.
What will we do on the sidelines?
Speculate.
Right.
We will unveil Mike Harris before the negatives unveil Mike Harris, and then the negatives will take credit for Mike Harris, and 9 to noon we'll just sit back and know that the bet was settled.
Got it.
That's what we're going to do. 2 or 3 quarterbacks for this team this year. Your thoughts? On the active roster. Here's the premise. When 9 to noon started mashing into training camp numbers last year to get to 53, I got wide receivers at 6. I want to carry 5 safeties, and I need flexibility in different spots. So I'm pulling 1 from quarterback. I'm pulling 1 from running back. I'm going Bridgewater, Hill, Heinicke practice squad, Peterson, Asiata, McKinnon, line, and I'm pulling from there. 10 seconds, your thoughts.
Well, the good news about that is you can pull from the running backs and from the quarterbacks at the same time because you have Jerick McKinnon, who is your second string running back, who you can play on third downs and also played quarterback at Georgia Southern. He can be your emergency guy.
Always. See you practice today.
All right. See
you. Mike Wapshaw, Vikings.com. Good job, Eric.
Good first day.
Thank you. Thank you, Saucy.
Thank you.
Back Wednesday for radio, back Tuesday in studio tomorrow with Wobble in studio. Ryan Donaldson is the MVP forever for hitting that little blue button. Thank you very much. Paul Allen from Fankato saying goodbye at FM 100.3 The Fan. You're home for Vikings football. Bye.